Okay. The topic of tonight's chabura is Zman Mila, specifically Mila Kodem Zman of Toches and Mila Belaila, and when we require a Tavas Dam Bris to compensate for either those deficient Milas. We discussed in the Masminim Chabura Tavas Dam Bris in general, in terms of whether a Tavas Dam Bris is Mishim or Lakvusha. Is it to deal with a pragmatic situation of something that may present itself physically that has to be obviated through Hatafa, or is it simply a din of being a chalik of the Mila? So that we won't discuss now, but could refer back to that for some background. So the Hagos Maimini in Perek Aleph of Mila Halacha He quotes the following halacha. That im mal balayla, if someone performs mila balayla, vein katan vein ger, sarach lahatif mimenu dam bris bayom. So you require a fala patafa bayom, which would be the appropriate zman mila. Kedashicha and davar shemitzasa balayla, im aso bayom eino kasher, kigam tzirsa omer. So just as we find examples of things which are nighttime mitzvahs that are puzzled by day, if you do a daytime mitzvah night, it is not kasher, and therefore mila balayla is not kasher and requires hatavas dam bris to be machshirit. The Beis Yosef in the beginning of Siman Reish Samach Beis notes that the fact that the other Rishonim make no mention of such a halacha, the Hagos Maimini is the sole proponent of this din of Hatavas Dam Bris for Nimol Balayla. So the Beis Yosef says that implies that the other Rishonim are of the opinion that you do not require Hatavas Dam Bris in this situation of Nimol Balayla. That also appears to be the position of the Rush. The Rush in Siman Hay, in our Perek, writes that if a katan is nimol toch ches, that you do not require hatafas dam bris. The Beis Yosef assumes that nimol toch ches bayom and nimol la'acher ches balayla are halachically equivalent, and if you don't require a tafa for one, you don't require a tafa for the other. So the fact that the Rush is beferish that you don't require a tafa for nimol toch ches, the Beis Yosef assumes that the Rush would also say the same thing for nimol balayla. And the Beis Yosef adds that this seems to be the position of a Tshuvas HaRashba. Tshuvas HaRashba, the Beis Yosef quotes in the beginning of Siman Reish Samech Dalid, who writes that if a person is Nimol Toch Ches, quote, Ein Zu Mila, Ela Chasichas Baser Ba'alma. That's not considered to be a halachically valid Mila, it is simply a Chasichas Basar. V'im lo gamru es hamila, and if you did a mila toch ches and did not complete the mila, kigon shenishru adayin tzitzin hamakvin bo shelo pro. For example, you didn't completely cut the tzitzin hamakvin. Yachsiru la'achar sheyisrap evilu tzitzin. So then, if you left tzitzin hamakvin, you have to go back and cut off those tzitzin hamakvin subsequent to this problematic mila. Taz explains in Siman Reish Samach Dalid, Seif Katan Dalid, that the Rashba is talking about where there are tzitzin hamakvin, that if you have tzitzin hamakvin as a mila, where you're nimol tel chazman, you have to go back and cut those tzitzin hamakvin. But if there are no tzitzin hamakvin left, you don't have to do any further chasicha, obviously, but you still would require hatafas dam bris. I'm sorry. That's the shach. I'm sorry, I meant the shach. The shach says within the Rashba, the shach in Sifkat and Vav, Reis Amud Al and Vav, that if you don't have any tzitzin left, then you have to do hatafas dam bris. The Taz thinks that according to the Rashba, there's no mention of hatafas dam bris, and therefore there's no requirement of hatafa independent of going back for tzitzin ha-me'akvin. So what we need to discuss is, if you go with the position that, let's say, nimol balayla, nimol toches, requires hatafas dam bris, is that because the mila was a faulty mila, and you need to compensate for the faulty mila, which is presumably what the need for hatafa is? if you don't require atafa, as the Beis Yosef presumes to be the opinion of Rov Rishonim, he presumes to be the opinion of the Rush, and the Machlokes, whether it's the opinion of the Rashba, if you don't require atafa, is it that you don't require atafa because you've actually accomplished something in that Mila Toch Hazman? Or you don't require atafa because you haven't accomplished anything and atafa is not going to help? So that we'll have to see. So if you require atafa, so clearly atafa is coming to deal with something that you haven't accomplished properly through a Mila Toch Hazman. There's something deficient in that Mila, and atafa helps clear up that deficiency. If you don't require atafa, is that you don't require atafa because you've actually accomplished enough through that Mila Toch Hazman, or you haven't done anything and the atafa is not going to help? So we'll see that in a moment. So as we said, the Beis Yosef assumes that there's an equation between Mila Toches and Mila Belaila. If you don't require a tafer for one, you don't for the other. If you do require a tafer for one, you require a tafer for the other as well. The Rama has this famous distinction. The Rama first, in Darkei Moshe, in the beginning of Siman Reis Samach Beis, notes that one could, in theory, distinguish between Toches and Balayla. And in fact, the Rama paskins that in Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Siman Reis Samach Beis, Avar Umal Balayla Tzarech Lachzor L'Hatif Mimenu Dabris, that if you did a Mila Balayla, meaning it's already after day 8, but you did a Mila Balayla, you require Hatafa, Malu Toches Ubayom Yatza. So if you did a Mila within 8 days, in the daytime, the Ramah's Lashon is Yatza. So the contrast of the Ramah is saying that you don't require a Tafa Toches. Why do you require a Tafa? So Yatza sounds like you've actually been Yosei something, that you've fulfilled the mitzvah in a sufficient fashion, and therefore you don't require a Hatafa to compensate for anything that was lost. Shagas Aryeh famously is cholik on the Ramah. Shagas Aryeh, beginning in Siman Nun Beis, there are three tshuvas, Nun Beis, Nun Dalet, the primary one in Siman Nun Beis. So Shagas Aryeh argues on the Ramah and assumes that in the other direction, that Nimol Toches and Nimol Balayla, you haven't accomplished anything. And since you haven't accomplished anything, Hatafa isn't even going to help. We'll come back in a second. Yeah.
Why isn't it different, let's say, for like a guy that was born with Mila and then you do Hatafa after?
Right. So if you have a Gershon Iskayer or a Nolan Mahol, so we said, is a Machlokes, what does the Atavas Dambris accomplish? If it's Mishim or Lakvusha, that means that there's some kind of physical thing that's covered up that's going to become exposed if you don't do a proper Mila. So then that has nothing to do with us. But if it's Mishim or Lakvusha, presumably that doesn't apply to Gershon Iskayer. So if Gershon Iskayer requires a Mila, that's because there's some din of dam, of atafa, and that accomplishes something that's going to add to what was done already. So if it's done all Ayidei Goy, you have to do atafa Ayidei Yisrael. So that clearly accomplishes something. So how does the Shagas Aryeh assume that atavas dambris is not going to do anything? So what he means is that it's not doing anything in terms of the Maisa Mila. If you have a Gershon Iskayer Kishum Mahol, so then there was never a Maisa Mila that was done in any significant fashion, in any halachically significant fashion, and a Tavas Dambris could fulfill that Maisa Mila. Here you've done a Maisa Mila, but the Maisa Mila has been done bipsol, and the Tav is not going to add anything to that. I think that's what the Shagas Aryeh is assuming. It's not the most apparent chiluk. You're right. Okay. So we'll come back to the Ramah's chiluk in a second, or in a few minutes, between Toches and Balayla. But in terms of, let's just talk for a moment in terms of Nimol Tochazman. So assuming that you require a Tavastan Bris for Nimol Tochazman against the Ramah. Alright, let's go the other way. Let's go with the Ramah. So Ramah says that you don't require a Tavastan Bris for Nimol Tochazman. So the Shagas argue that we just noted assumes that it's not Pshat. Well, it's not pshat that b'di'evet you've been mekayim a mitzvah mila if you did a tochas man, but other rabbi says you're mevatel a mitzvah mila, and it's me'uvas she'eno yachol litkon, and it's as if, like the Rashba had the lashon of chasichas baser ba'almav nichras hagid. So it's like someone who doesn't even have the possibility of doing a mitzvah mila. Okay, so we can talk about why should that be in the extreme? But his raya, meaning you can say that you haven't been mekayim the mitzvah at all. You can argue there. Mother says yes. That sounds like you've been mekayim something. So you can say you haven't been mekayim anything, but you still need to do hatafa. So leaving aside that second part of the shaga, sorry, that hatafa won't help you. But assuming you haven't been mekayim anything. So he has the following two rayas to show that you haven't been mekayim anything. Number one, you have the cases in the Mishnah at the end of the Perek, of the Safek, of Yom Ches, Yom Tes, Yom Yud, Yud Aleph, with the Yontif and Rosh Hashanah, and the situations in which any Safek, you're going to push it off till the first available weekday. So if it's the case that Nimol Tochazman is actually Yatzah, so why wouldn't we say that in that first case of a Savik Ben Hashmashos, then maybe you should move the Mila earlier? You know, under normal circumstances, you do Mila on Day Ches. But if you have a Savik, so why don't you do it the end of the day on Day Zion in those situations? That's what the Shagas Arye asks.
It's only a
okay, under the circumstances, so maybe if you're Yosef, maybe it's better to push it up.
Why is this reason? Or it's completely,
right. He assumes that shihuya mitzvah lo mashinan, and if you have the counterbalance between shihuya mitzvah lo mashinan and having to do it earlier, but if he says he really yotze tochazman, so maybe that should trump, because of shihuya mitzvah lo mashinan, that should trump delaying it for the next number of days. I mean, if it's the case that you're Yosei, it's not a mitzvah and a mufler, so if you're fighting against your mitzvah l'mashina, so maybe you should do it earlier. That's what the Shagas Arye says. There is a lashon in the Chiddush Eran that the Shagas Arye doesn't quote this, if I recall, but it supports this notion that you're not Yosei anything. The Chiddush Eran of Kuf Lamed Zayin has a line where in that... that Mishnah, that in any case of a Safik or Benish Mashas, you have to delay till the first available full weekday. So the Chiddush Eran writes, She'im nakti mena leka mitzvah klal klal. If you're going to make it earlier, so you haven't been mekayim anything. If that supports the Shagas Arye that you're not Yotze anything. Minchas Chinuch seems to fall into this camp as well. Minchas Chinuch is in Mitzvah Beis, Oskaf Beis. He writes that before day 8, you're not chayib mitzvah meal at all. And he compares it to the mitzvah of Tashbisu. That there's no kiyum of the mitzvah of Tashbisu if you're going to burn your chametz on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Excuse me, mitzvah of Tashbisu is only on Erev Pesach, on Pesach. So he says that, let's say, but it works in both directions. Meaning, it says in Minchas Chinuch, what happens if you burnt all your chametz before Pesach? So you cleaned out your house on the 10th day of Nisan, you burnt all the chametz, and come Erev Pesach, you don't have any more chametz in your possession. So you're not mekayim the essay of Tashbisu. Just like if you don't have a talis of Dala Kanfas, you're not mekayim the mitzvah's essay of Tzitzis, but you're also not mevatel a mitzvah's essay. It's if you don't own any chametz come Erev Pesach, you're not mekayim Tashbisu, but you're also not mevatel Tashbisu. So maybe you should dafka go out and buy chametz to be able to mekayim Tashbisu. But that's an appropriate thing to do. If you don't do that, you're not in violation of any isser. So he says the same thing is true by Mila Toch Hasman. It's true that there's no kiyam for Mila Toch Hasman Toches. And you haven't been yosei anything if you're Mal Toches. But if Lamaisa you are Mal Toches, if you're a Choser Cholasa Toches, then what happens come day 8? Come day 8, you're no longer an Orel, so there's no Chiyav Lomo. So you haven't been Mekayim an Asay, but you also haven't been Mevatel Alos Asay. So you haven't been Yosei anything Toches, but at the same time, you haven't really lost anything. So this may play into the famous Chakir, if you will, as to whether the nature of Mitzvah's Mila is the Maisa Mila or just the status of not being an Arel, which Yosef Engel explains, I'll just say this also, that that's the Machlokas Rambam Ravid about the nature of the Chiv Kares for Mila. Yosef Engel is in the Tshuvas Ben Paras, Simon Bey's Ostalid, where he explains, I think this is well known, I can't imagine he's the first to say this, but I don't recall where else I saw it. But the Rambam, famously in the beginning of Hilchas Mila, writes that Mila misses asei shechayavin ala kares, avar av o adon v'lo malo san, bitol misses asei, ve'eno chayiv kares, she'eno kares tali al bar latzma. And what happens if he didn't do it himself? So Chiyuv Kares only kicks in if a person dies as an Arel. There's no Chiyuv Kares, calls him out that he's still living, even though he hasn't yet done a Mila. The Rav is Masig. Ein Bazeh Tavlin. Missing some spice here. The Chiyuv Yishem Asra Safek Potrin Asom Min Hashamayim. The Chayom Omin Bezeh Kares. Yeah. So in the world of Asra Safek, you have this kind of a situation where a person could still be Mekai the Mitzvah, and he has time to do it, so you can't give him Malkus for that. But in the world of Kares, why isn't he in violation of the Chiyuv Kares? Calls man that he hasn't been Mal. So Rav Yosef Engel explains that the Rambam is assuming that the nature of Mrs. Mila is limited to a Maisa Mila. That Maisa Mila you can do anytime you want. You can do it on day 8, you can do it the day before you die. So long as you end up having done the Maisa Mila before you die, there's no Chiyuv Kares. According to the Ravid, it's not simply a Maisa Mila, but the Hasaras Orla and removing the status of being an Arel. So, calls to mind that you haven't, that you're living in a state of Arlus, so then you're liable for a Chiyuv Kares. It's not only a function of a Maisa, but the status that you have to be a Nemo. Primoshe explains that maybe that's also the Machlokes Rambam and Tor about Tzitzin HaMe'akvin. As Rashi over here in Arsig and Kuflam and Hay assumes that if you have Tzitzin She'en and Me'akvin as Hamila, so it's only on Shabbos that you don't have to be Chozer for Tzitzin She'en and Me'akvin, but Bachol, you do have to be Chozer for Tzitzin She'en and Me'akvin, and that's the position of the Tor. The Rambam, however, in Hilchas Mila Perek Beis Halacha Dalid, paskins that once you're Piresh, you don't have to be Chozer for Tzitzin She'en Me'akvin even Bachol. What's a Machloka? So he suggests that the Rambam's going with the position that the Mitzvah Mila is simply doing the Maisa Mila. And as the Beis HaLevi explains in Shuva Chelek Bey Simon Mem Zayin, that Hider Mitzvah, Zekei Levin Aveh, is only relevant Kol Zman that you're involved in a Maisa Mitzvah. So once you finish the Maisa Mitzvah, it's not Shayach to have a Hider. So once you've done the Mila, you've been Parish, there's nothing to be gained by being Chosef and Sitzin She'enan Ma'akfin. But if Mila is more than just a Maisa Mila, so there's more room to say that there is room for that hither that sits in Shein Ma'akvin even after you've been Pirish. But be that as it may, the Minchas Chinuch assumes that, yeah, there may be a hither to try and be Mekayim Tashbisa in Erev Pesach, and there may be a hither to try to be Mekayim Mrs. Mila and Yom Ches, but you haven't been Mevazel anything if you did Mila Toch Hasman, and he assumes Huadin Mila Balayla. So the Minchas Chinuch thinks there's nothing wrong. If you had a mila toches afilo ayidei psulim, so then, bottom line, the guy is an emo, and there's no need to do anything else come day 8. And that's against the Mishnah Lamelech. Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchas Melachim Perek Yud, Alach HaZayin, where he discusses a ben Noach, a ben Keturah, who does mila kodem ches, or mila balayla. That if you assume like the Rambam that a ben Noach is nerag for actually leave this aside for a second. So he assumes the Mishnah Melech in that discussion assumes that if you're Nimol Toches, that you have been Mekayim a mitzvah. That's in the discussion of whether a Ben Keturah who does an essay, Sichayim Misa, but he assumes that Nimol Toches, you are Mekayim the mitzvah, you Yotzei Toches, and that's why you don't require a Toches Dan Bris for a Nimol Toches. Okay, so bottom line, Shagas Ari Minchas Chinuch seems to assume that you're not Mekayim anything, Toches, and the Mishnah Melech assumes that you are, and that seems to be, on some level, the position of the Ramah, that you are Yotze. What's this chiluk between Toch Lamed, Toch Ches and Belayla according to the Ramah? Again, the Ramah paskins that Toches, your Yotze, whereas Belayla, you're not Yotze, you have to do a Toches Dan Bris. So the Beis HaLevi explains in Chelek Beis Mem Zayin along these lines that when it comes to Mila, he assumes that you have both elements, that there's a Maisa Mila, and there's also a mitzvah that a person has to be a Nimo. So if you're Nimo, Toches, so once day 8 comes, he is a Nimo. So maybe you haven't done the Maisa Mila in the absolute pristine way, but bottom line, come Dei Ches, he is a Nimo. But if you're Nimo Belayla after Dei Ches, so that's already all Nasa Bepsol. You can't say that come Dei Ches, he's a Nimo. Came Dei Ches, he wasn't a Nimo. He just did the Mila a night later. So that's a Mila Bepsol, that's why you require Hatafa. The Chazon Yecheskel has a different mahalach in the name of Reb Chaim. Chazon Yecheskel on the Tosefta Tezayin, Perek Tezayin Din Zayin. So he explains that when it comes to Mila, there are two elements, slightly different two elements. That you have element number one, there's a mitzvah to remove the orla, Yimol Besor Orla So. And there's also a mitzvah, Tavas Dan Bris, based on the Ata SBC Tishmor. So since the din is that any situation which is not Docha Shabbos is not Nimo L'Ches, or Yossi Dofin isn't Docha Shabbos, he can't be Mali Yossi Dofin on Dei Ches. So anything that's not Docha Shabbos is a Nimo on Dei Ches. So since HaTavis Dan Bris isn't Docha Shabbos, HaTavis Dan Bris does not have to be Dafka on Dei Ches. So if you're Nimol Toches, Bayom, you haven't been Mekayim the Mitzvah of Asalas Orla, But you have been mekayim atavastam bris, because atavastam bris could be on any day. Doesn't have to be on da'it ches. So you don't have to go back and do another atavastam bris, because you won't accomplish anything. You already did atafa. You haven't been yosei the element of asaras orla. That has to be on da'it ches. But atavastam bris could be any day. But nima balayla, you haven't even been mekayim atavastam bris. Which is what that Tosefta says, that atavastam bris has to be done by yom. Okay, so bottom line, la halacha, you have the mechaber is not mechala between toch ches and belayla, and la halacha the taz and the shach is in the way as well against the Rama. The Rama's mechala between toch ches, which does not require a tafa, and belayla, which does require a tafa. We explained either like the chaz and the ches of the Beis Halevi. Taz and Shach Lach assume, like the Mechaber, not like the Ramah, that there isn't a chiluk. We discussed Machlokas Achronim as to how to view Mila Toches in terms of whether you have been Mekayim Mitzvahs Mila on some level.